I have this gentleman, this nice guy, that I work with on Friday mornings, ever so briefly. He does the weather on Channel 9 every weekday, and his name is Paul Conrad, and he's joining us on the phone line right now. Mr. Conrad, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hello, Lou. How are you today?
I am fabulous. Look at the sun is shining. Right as you come on the air, it's a bright, sunny day. It must be your personality.
That's likely what it is. Yeah. Lou, first and foremost, thank you for bringing me on. I'm really grateful for your generosity and your kindness all the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You and I get to see each other on Fridays. We always get to just chat briefly, but I always like being around you, hearing about your family and hearing about a bunch of the philanthropic work that you do. I know that you're committed to it. I'm committed to the stuff that I do, but I think it's important for us to help each other when it comes to this. Talk to me a little bit about an organization that you've been involved with and what's happening.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. So for the last 5 years or so, I've been involved in finding and building a facility that would allow adults with intellectual challenges or cognitive challenges, people that are on the autism spectrum that are high functioning, finding places for them to live and have independent living. And we've opened up a facility out in Aurora. And so I've kind of gotten a firsthand look into the challenges that these families face. I think all of us are in the same boat that when you have kids, you're constantly thinking, what can I do to help them achieve their best possible life mm-hmm. and for them to have gainful living? And that's the story for any of us who are parents. And as I've been around some of these families that have children that are on the autism spectrum or have some cognitive challenge, their hearts and their mindset is exactly as ours, and they've got a heavier lift than the rest of us do as well.
Right, right.
And so as we've gone along, the guy who is our executive director of the facility that we operate, he runs a foundation called Achieving My Best Life. And it's really set up to help these families and these kids get gainful access to the communities, to jobs, to transportation, to public recreation, all these things. And this guy has invested so much time and energy into this. He's got a beautiful heart. And I have just wanted to come alongside of him and support what he is doing. And so we're holding an event on January 9th. At the MAC, the Morgan Arts Academy, which is in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing an event. Dean Richards is going to join me and co-host this thing. And we're really just trying to raise money to help fund opportunities for these people to have access to all the things that we just kind of assume are available to everybody, and they're not. And so we're doing it January 9th. And, boy, I'd be grateful to have people attend and join us. And if people are interested in doing that, there's our event page is called Eventbrite.
Right, Eventbrite.
Yep. Put in my name. And it's Brite, not bright like you and I are bright. It's a different spelling, Brite. And then you put my name in there, Paul Conrad with a K, and you'll find all the information there.
Right.
But it's going to be a special night. There's going to be food. This chef, Michael Bonner, who's worked for, Let Us Entertain You and for Maggiano's for years, he's starting up his own catering business. And so he's going to help with food. The good people from Dolce Trattoria and Dolce Bakery, who are opening up their restaurants now at the MAC in Bridgeport, they're going to be there as well. So there's just what I really appreciate is that these guys, the people that I just mentioned, they wanted to do an event, and they were going to do the event regardless, but they decided that they wanted to get behind this and help raise money.
That's great.
For our organization, which is why I mentioned them, because I'm, generally I'm so encouraged at how people want to come alongside and help with this. Like, Lou, when I posted this thing on my social media, you were one of the first people to say, hey, how can I help promote? How can I be a part of it?
Right.
And I'm just so thankful for people who can say, yeah, I can do it. So it's a nice event. It's $40 a person to get in. There's wine, alcohol, food, all those things that you would want at an event will be there, and it'll be a really lovely evening.
Well, and I think you point out a really important thing, Paul, is that I think a lot of people just need a little bit of direction, right? And I think that when you have something that you're trying to build here, in particular with people with cognitive challenges, where we all want everyone to live their best life. And that takes specialty people to do. It takes a facility that's designed to do that. And while I'm very involved, obviously, with Misericordia, there's only one Misericordia, and that's in one part of the city. You get out west, or you get out in the rest of the country, rather. We need more organizations like this. And the fact that this is out in Aurora, and there's people with challenges out there, that can benefit from that. It just makes a lot of sense. You said the organization is Achieving My Best Life. Is the website achievingmybestlife.org, I'm going to assume?
Yeah, I think you're better served if you just go to that eventbrite.com. Or you can achieve my best life. It's just not an easy site to follow.
Got it.
Pretty fresh startup.
So go to...
Or you can email me, and I'll give you information also. But yeah, if you go to eventbrite.com and then put in my name, Paul Conrad with a K, you'll get some information there about it. But Lou, you're absolutely right. It's this idea of, if we become more and more aware of this, like, see, Matt, I had limited awareness. I knew... Well, what was going on in a very minor way, what the challenges were.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit with families and you see the significant challenges that these families are facing, I will be honest with you, it's one of the great joys of my adult life in developing this place called Western Bridges in Aurora, where we're trying to come up with a solution. I think for all of us, right, we start thinking, all right, once I get old, are my kids going to be able to function and independently? Are they going to be able to do it on their own? And for these families, it's just at a heightened level. And so it's a joy for me to be a part of this. It's a joy for me to see the blessing that this is for people. And it's a joy for me to advocate for people that are coming alongside and trying to do this thing well. And so that's what I'm trying to do. And Lou, and I thank you for getting on board with it. And I invite you and all your listeners to come on out. It's January 9th at the MAC in Bridgeport, which is a great facility. I don't know if you've been there, but it's an events art gallery. It's January 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. And maybe you're listening now and you think this is a nice idea, but you can't attend. We'll find ways to incorporate you, but just check out that website. We would love to have people come alongside of us in what we're trying to do.
We'll put this up at WGNradio.com with some links to the information, too. Paul, it's always nice to talk with you. Congratulations on the event, and I just hope it's a huge success.
Thanks, Lou, so much. Hey, Lou, one last tip. I know your listeners are always trying to save some money. I'm up here in Michigan right now, and they're having one hell of a sale on Christmas trees. Like, a lot of these are 70 to 80% off.
Two for one?
You can get like
two for one?
Yeah. You can get a 12 footer up here for like $50. So hurry now.
Okay. I'll bring the station wagon and the twine and we'll come up and get it.
All right. All right, I can bring a couple back for you.
Oh, my God. Hold on God bless. Hold on a second. I want to get some information about some links and stuff so that we can put that up as well. Go to Eventbrite, Brite.com, and then put in Paul Conrad with a K, and you can find out information about the January 9th event that Paul is hosting as well. Good job, Paul.